In a report of track work from Flemington this morning, Rob Nicholson is with us with the latest from Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. Good to be with you.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about these workers from this morning. We'll start off with Mick Price, who's got runners everywhere this weekend.
He does. He's got runners in the three states across Australia. He's got Oregon's Day at Doomben contesting the Group 1 Doomben Cup, and she's in great order ahead of the race on Saturday after working this morning up there in Queensland. She was very impressive winning the Group 2 Hollandale Stakes last start, and she was given a gallop this morning with Jim Byrne aboard, and she went 1,600 metres in evens and quickened up quite nicely to run home her last 400 in 24.5. Speaking to Mick and hearing from Jim this morning, she was very relaxed and she's breathing perfectly, and he thinks that she's certainly sharp enough and will be very hard to beat again on the weekend up there in Brisbane. Mick's also got Bassett up there in Queensland. He'll contest the Group 3 Brisbane Racing Club Sprint over the 1350. He prepared over 1,000 metres in a minute 8.25 and came home his last 400 in 25. He was very relaxed in his gallop this morning, and he was reasonably sharp home his last 200 metres, and there was plenty left in the tank for the weekend. So pleasing reports coming out of Queensland this morning for mixed runners up there. He's got a number of runners heading to Adelaide, headlined by Secret Agenda, Nadia, who he's hoping will run another bold race. Was only beaten by Shoals in the Sangster Stakes last start narrowly, and she's certainly going well enough to be very competitive on the weekend, and she finalised her preparation over there in Adelaide over 1,000 metres in evens and came home her last 400 in 25. They're very fit, healthy, and hoping for a very good run. He's also got Miss Admiration, who's been a little bit of a surprise packet. Her form's been outstanding, Nadia, and she looks primed to run another good run in the race in the Group 3 South Australian Fillies Classic over the 2,500 metres. She's placed in the Sydney and South Australian Oaks in her past two starts, and she had a gallop at Morphettville over 1,800 metres in evens and came home her last 400 in 25, the second lap. She's going as well as ever and hasn't gone backwards by any means. He's also got She's So High going around in the Proud Miss Stakes at Group 3 level. She's in excellent condition and was only narrowly beaten in the Euclid Stakes last start. She'll go around and just did 1,000 in a minute 8, a bit over a minute 8.5 this morning, and her last 400 in a comfortable 24.55. She's certainly fit and well enough to be competitive again. And he's also got last start debutante winner Crack the Code going across to contest the Group 3 National Stakes, and the filly worked really well at Caulfield this morning. Was a stylish time ridden by Damien Oliver of 54.82 and improved her last 400 to run home in 24.13. Still had a bit in the tank and looking for a good run on the weekend. At Caulfield on the weekend, Nardi's got a number of runners as well. He's got four nominated to contest the three-year-old handicap over the mile, and Keysaw and Mascolino were two of them. They worked together on the steeple over 1,200 metres this morning. They ran a really nice time of 118.10, and they were very sharp to run home 22.36 in probably the quickest last 400 of the morning. Lord Sundowner and Palazzo Vecchio also were nominated to run and are likely to take their places. They ran 1,200 the reverse way on the steeple in a minute 20.83 and their last 400 in 24.53. Of the four of them, I'd probably go with Lord Sundowner, Nadia. He's in great form and was not disgraced last start carrying a rather large weight. So I think he can bounce back and run a really bold race on the weekend in the three-year-old handicap. He's got Lyell contesting the three-year-old Phillies Benchmark 78 handicap, and she just had a bit of a cruise around this morning over 800 metres in evens and came home the last 400 in tick over 25 seconds. While he'll have the Chairman and Ompakalo resuming in the first heat of the Winter Championship Series. The Chairman worked over 1,200 metres in evens on the steeple, the reverse way, and came home in a pretty solid time of 23.9, while Ompakalo worked over 1,000 with a horse called Waikiki Miss and they ran evens and came home the last 400 in 24. But they'll probably benefit greatly from the run, Nadia, and I wouldn't expect them to be winning, but hopefully running on strongly and looking much better next start out.
We've also got Andrew Noblett, who's heading to Adelaide 2 with Supercash in the Goodwood.
Yes, Supercash will go around in the Goodwood, and Jamie Carr will take the ride on the weekend. She worked over there in Adelaide this morning and did very nicely over 800 metres in 52.25 and came home the last 400 in 24.5. And Andrew's hoping that for a much better performance, didn't have much luck in the Sangster last start, and hoping to probably be a little bit closer to the front and continue to run on. There's a pretty good record in its first couple of starts, and does go very well over the distance, so hoping for a much better result. While he'll also send around his filly, a missed opportunity, who will contest the, I believe it is the Proud Miss Stakes at Group 3 level. She's nominated to run in the straight six at Flemington, but more likely to head to Adelaide. She worked at Caulfield over 1,000 metres this morning in a minute 7.75 and came home her last 400 in 24.22, which was pretty good work. And Andrew seems fairly happy with both of them heading into Saturday.
OK, so that's a couple there to be watching. John Sadler, what's he doing with a couple of his?
He's yet to decide whether he'll send Typhoon Jolly an observational across to Adelaide, Nadia. He's going to have a look at the fields and make a decision first thing in the morning, but both of them had a fairly quiet morning this morning. Observational is headed to the Port Adelaide Cup more than likely if he does go over. He is also nominated to run at Flemington in the Banjo Patterson series, so he'll go around somewhere, but just to be decided where. While Typhoon Jolie is going to probably run in the Proud Miss if she goes across, and is nominated for the straight six at listed level at Flemington on the weekend. But I think if she goes across, she'll be competitive. Typhoon Jolie and Observational going fairly well, and John's happy with both horses so long as they can get a run and be competitive.
And what about Kieran Maher's horses?
Kieran Maher's got a couple of horses. He's got Lightning In My Veins, who just did a bit of pace work this morning, Nadia. He's set to run in the R.A. Lee Stakes, and he's got an outstanding record over there. I think he's won his last three in a row over there at Morpheville over the distance. He's certainly going to benefit his fitness levels coming up against some quality opposition, and he does seem to have an affinity with the track. So if he goes around and gets a couple of easy sectionals, he will be competitive once again. I think that Akavarun is likely to run in the first heat of the Winter Championship. It worked over 800 metres this morning in reasonably good fashion and came home his last 400 in the tick over 24, going nicely, and should improve from his last run. While he'll also saddle up Fox Swift and Hardly Surprising in Sydney at Rose Hill, they worked interstate this morning. Fox Swift worked up in New South Wales, and Hardly Surprising had a gallop in Queensland before heading down later this week to Rose Hill for the race.
Colin Liddell's got runners at Flemington?
He does. He's got the Vacillator, who won the listed Anzac Day Stakes, and he's pretty happy with the way the horse is coming along. Nadia has been working extremely well. Had its main gallop last Saturday morning and went around 1,000 metres in a minute 4, and came home his last 600 in 36. So he's going very nicely. He's continuing to improve, as I said. The only worry Colin had was that he rises fairly sharply in weight, goes up about 4 kilos on his last start win. And while he does admit it'll be a harder task for the horse, he's going well enough to suggest that he'll be very competitive once again. While Domino Vitale will line up in the benchmark 78 handicap, Nadia, and she's going fairly nicely. She worked on Saturday morning also and went around in a minute 5 for the 1,000 metres, and also came home the last 600 in a nice sharp 36. So she's going well, and both of those horses could be very competitive on Saturday at Flemington.
Definitely. And Clinton McDonald, he's got maybe runners going over to Adelaide?
Yeah, he's got Ribeye nominated for the RA Lee Stakes and also at Flemington in the Winter Championship Series. And Good Therapy will definitely go across to Adelaide to run in the Chalk Hill Handicap. Good Therapy went around over 800 this morning in 50 seconds, or just over 50 seconds, 50.3, while he came home his last 400 in pretty good time and looked fairly stylish. Got home in 24.06, so he's going well. Ribeye worked in company with Kaluma Bay and looks to be in pretty good order after his third at Warrnambool last start. He went over 1,000 in a minute 6.85 and came home the last 600 in 37.75. So decision yet to be made on whether he'll go to Adelaide or stay here and run at Flemington, Nadia, but both work nicely and should be competitive, especially Good Therapy is the one that should run very well in the Chalk Hill Handicap.
And also Graceful Storm goes to Adelaide?
Yeah, was probably just working home very nicely when third to crack the code last start when resuming, and seems to have come through that run very well. She'll go around over there in Adelaide in the National Stakes at Group 3 level, and I'd expect her to run very well. She went around over 800 metres this morning, and I'd expect her time of 53 to measure up over the 800. She came home in a comfortable 25, looks in good order, and tightened up a little bit from that first up run, and I think she'll be much harder to beat this time around going over to Adelaide than she was. Probably a little bit vulnerable first up there at Caulfield last start, and will be definite each way value, I would suggest.
Who are the main ones to take from Caulfield for the weekend?
Going by Mick Price's tick of approval, Oregon's Day looks very difficult to beat there up in Brisbane in the Dooman Cup. I think Secret Agenda will be a very difficult proposition to go past in the Goodwood. Miss Admiration's flying over there and for the SA Fillies Classic, and She's So High is definitely very competitive in the Proud Miss. At Caulfield, I'd suggest he'd probably have his best chance with Lord Sundowner. I think that if Typhoon Jolie goes across, she'll be competitive in the Proud Miss and might be a bit of each-way value. Apart from that, Vacillator for Colin Little, I think Good Therapy for Clinton McDonald, and Graceful Storm, and possibly Crack the Code might be a little Quinella to have over there in Adelaide in the National Stakes.
Okay, Rob, thanks for that, and appreciate your report.
Thanks, Nadia.
There is Rob Nicholson with his talk of track work from Caulfield this